ここは、第二四半期のサマリーでございます。
This is a summary for Q2. Net sales down by 3%.
販管費とか、6%。
And total OPEX down by 6% and 9% increase on operating income. To be honest, this is more or less in line with our expectation. There are two factors. One, Kevin Simpson will talk about this later, but uncertainty is still continuing in terms of macroeconomics. So sales cycle is getting longer. So the expected sales was not achieved, and also stronger yen. Without FX impact, growth would have been plus 1%. But if the yen gets stronger, dollar-denominated sales become smaller, and minus 29% in ordinary income. Well, this is evaluation loss of FX, so FX assets. Evaluation based on stronger yen becomes weaker, so about 5 billion yen exchange evaluation loss was posted. And pre-gap was minus 6%. This is a little bit lower than our expectation. Now, for enterprise and consumer, on the right-hand side, you can see consumer, and we see a bigger decline in sales. But this was actually anticipated, as we explained in the first quarter. Overseas, online settle, main company was bankrupt, and also from 3 year, between the difference between 3 year and 1 year contract, there is a decline in the revenues. And for enterprise, this is minus 1%, as I said before, macroeconomic impact. And the sales cycle lengthening is the biggest factor. Pre-gap sales, net sales. In the fourth quarter last year, this was higher. We saw flat transition. Multi-year contracts existed, and in the fourth quarter, a lot of those were posted, and this is why the first quarter looks weaker.
ARR.
More than pre-gap, post-gap, we believe that ARR is more accurate in terms of what is happening with the enterprise market. In Q1 and Q2, you can see the numbers are flat. And number-wise, it looks flat, but if you look at the breakdown, one positive factor for us is that cloud type subscription is shifting to Vision 1. So even though the total is the same, the quality of the sales is improving. And I'm sure that this will be explained later. So although the numbers look flat, good things are happening. Cash flow, nothing to comment on this slide. Moving on to headcount. This is a flat. There was a steady but a small decline over time in the past, but AI-related technical or engineering hiring is going on. We are improving the productivity using AI as well, so this is basically impacting that. So in the second half, we believe that the trend will be the same. Cost-wise, in Q4, the sales was up and the variable remuneration was included, but after that, the numbers are flat. Stronger yen is contributing. About 200 million yen is supported by stronger yen. Cloud cost is dollar denominated. So, of course, we are making efforts to efficientize the use of cloud internally, but dollar denominated expenses tend to shrink because of stronger yen. And also, the yellow part, this is salaries. And the variable remuneration, well, if the sales and profit targets are not met, then the bonus will not be paid to the employees. So that is reflected for the first half of the year. And that's another reason why the cost is down. And the highlights for Japanese enterprise business, we have a strong growth. Omikawa-san will explain later. Double-digit growth, 12%. Enterprise sales. And last year, sales was not very strong, but in this fiscal year, we are seeing a good recovery. Improvement of operating margin. We thought we could do a little bit better than this, but still, compared to 12 months ago, 18% turning to 20% in the second quarter. In terms of environment, we have to think certain things, and the macro environment uncertainty for the second half is the biggest factor. We don't necessarily know better than other experts. This may continue, and also FX will change. So based on that, we have modified our outlook for the year. Non-operating has FX valuation loss component, but otherwise, we do not expect any big one-off items. And these are the numbers. So 6% increase in net sales was expected in the initial plan, but now at 274 billion yen, this is going to stay flat. And the operating profit will only increase by 11%. And minus 15% ordinary losses. And most of the underperformance in the first half will be carried over. In the second half, excluding FX impact, we expect to achieve the plan. This forecast is based on that assumption. Without FX impact, a 1% growth compared to 6% growth plan previously. That's all from me. And we would like to respond to your questions later. Thank you very much.